Blog Talk Radio.
Where you with your man? Man, I'm moving to I don't care, Cleveland, Miami, Orlando, San Diego, Atlanta, anywhere, but yeah, you know, I'm moving. That's right. I'm out of here. Shit, I might even move to Portland.
I'm leaving this town.
I'm leaving this town.
I'm moving.
All right, good evening, everyone. It's the African Aramean Scriptures broadcast. We are continuing our series on ancient Hebrew, Aramaic, Canaanite words and concepts. For those who've been who've not been familiar with the series, what we do is we're surveying various concepts and ideas that are believed to be understood. And we're looking at what these words or concepts mean so you can gain a clear understanding as to how this society and the spirituality of the ancient people was developed. So, and tonight we're covering the term Kohen. Kohen is the term often translated as minister, priest, temple official. Okay? Well, the term Kohen comes from a parent root spelled Kuf Kaf Nun, and it's, and the Kaf has the glyph of a open hand or a palm, and the Nun is represented by a glyph as a sprout. Okay, and to combine those symbols from right to left, starting with the Kaf, means the opening of the seed, because the hand, the Kaf, is an open hand. You can say it the hand that opens the seed or the hand that transmits the seed. But either way, the idea is that the hand of the people is responsible for transmitting the seed. And Jeff Benner, the author of the Ancient Hebrew Lexicon of the Bible, his description is as follows. When the seed opens, the roots begin to form the base of the plant by going down into the soil. The plant rises out of the ground, forming the stalk of the plant. A tall tree can only stand tall and firm because of the strong root system which supports it. Interesting enough that the term spelled Kaf Nun or Kain is the term often translated as base, foundation. And the word Kohen is spelled Kaf Hey Nun. And this term actually has two parent roots present in it. The Kaf Nun means foundation. And the Hey Nun is also a root, and it means to see, to behold, to watch. Sorry, he watches. I just gave the infinitive definition of all those. Please excuse me, everyone. But we can say he stands, or he sees, or he beholds. Now, that form with the two roots present, with the main root being the foundation, has a verb form and a noun form. And the verb form is often translated as to don, as in donning garments for for the office of the priesthood. And the verb form is usually often translated as priest, priesthood, minister, and so forth. And there are various forms, and I'm sure there's a lot of overlapping in how the translations are done. But the first, interesting, the first time the term Kohen appears in the Bible, is in Genesis chapter 14, when Abraham makes contact with Melchizedek, the priest of Yahweh at Jerusalem, which at that time was the stronghold of the Jebusites, or the Jebusites, as if you've heard it in your English Bibles. And it doesn't appear again in the Old Testament, at least the second time it appears is in Bereshit, or Genesis chapter 41, and there's a description of the office of Joseph's bondholder, Potipharah, and he was the second person in the Bible described as a Kohen. So let's get into the function of the Kohen. Now we've laid the foundation that the Kohen is a person who is the base. This is the office. This is the basic pillar. He's basically the pillar of society. The society gets its morality. It develops its reality from the people who assume the office of the ministers. They basically communicate for the people to the deity. And apparently with the root Hain in there, Hainun, they actually behold something. It's something they are privy to see or witness while they're carry the mantle of the office of Kohen. And that's why it's very important that our Kohen be devoted to the strengthening of the society, and they must strengthen themselves to continue to fulfill their duty to the nation. And there is nothing more important to the There's nothing more important to a society's direction, spirituality, and morality, and reality is that they have people who are qualified to function in the office of the Kohen. And I would also like to note here that the term Kohen is also used for priests in Hawaii. The term Kahuna is used, and that term is also a Kahuna. That form of Kahan is the feminine in Hebrew. Kahuna. That's ancient Hebrew about lexicon of Bible number 1244. G subpart N. So that demonstrates that people who carried this language went as far as Hawaii, which is not far from Japan. And I don't know, some of these terms may even be found in Japan as well. So the people who spoke this language is ancient languages, which can be termed African. And matter of fact, I think we'll do another episode on the term African. Could is also, the form African has a root based in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Canaanite as well. So we'll probably cover that one evening. Once I figure out what form that is, what that suffix is, I may have to just go without doing that. It may be anglicized, I don't know. I have to work that out. But anyway, back to the term Kohen and its relationship to the society in office. The Kohen, basically, he does the sacrifice. He's in charge of the rituals of appeasing the gods on behalf of the people. He purifies the people. He purifies himself, and he makes sure that the sacred calendar is carefully observed so that the rituals are performed at the most auspicious time. The auspicious times are recorded in the first chapter of Genesis. At least they are described as given, being determined by the deity, and they are able to determine the human beings having inherited this science from the gods and their ancient fathers keep watch of the stars. And by knowing the auspice, they can the stars let them know when in conjunction with their inherited spirituality, their religion, because we know religion means to bind, re meaning to do over again, and ligio means to bind. So this religion, this knowledge that binds them back to the knowledge of the ancestors, who received it from the gods, instructs them of the most auspicious time and to carry out certain rituals. Like they, first of all, they know to carry Pesach at the first sliver of the appearance of the moon at the beginning of the year. We know that. It came from ancient times, and we still do it today. And we know how to determine it by looking at the stars, to perform the rituals of the Passover by this knowledge received by the priest, by the Kohen. And that is the function of the Kohen, is to teach the people the ancient wisdom. And the people that don't have the ancient wisdom are without a priest, and without a priest you do not have the strong foundation on which to build a society that will be strong as well. So, taking that into consideration, you can see why the African community in America and maybe and even in diaspora is in very bad shape, because they have lost the ancient wisdom. And it has become a popular notion that just because something is quote-unquote African, then it should be considered kosher. But the case is, if the knowledge is not functioning properly, and the people who are officiating as priests or kohanim, the plural form, function as Kohanim, are not able to teach the people properly to manifest the reality necessary for the survival and dominance of the people, then those priests are not doing a very good job. And they can't help the people get back on track, so the people have made some egregious error, and they haven't been able to persuade the people to they have to tighten up their work in order to demonstrate the power and that they the knowledge that they should that the people should follow. They must demonstrate their ability to of wisdom. Basically, must demonstrate their wisdom, because the wisdom is the reason why the people listen to the Kohanim, because they have this ancient wisdom and they're able to know how to make successful contact with the gods. And without that knowledge, and the people are aberrant, they've gone astray, you're not going to be able to persuade them back without that knowledge. You're not going to be able to even persuade a remnant, because it is evident, especially in our era, that this knowledge is all but lost. It's almost lost. We have it here, but it may as well be lost, because the people do not recognize it, nor do they desire to hear it. So, we have described, I think we covered the root, the parent root, and of the word Kohen, we discovered a secondary root that in the term Kohen that carries a subordinate meaning with the term, and which is Hain, Kohain, and those two roots make the word, the complete word Kohain, is the foundation from which the people, at least the priest, the priest, what have you, will be able to see the growth of the society. So you can also say the foundation for cultivating the seed in a society for growth toward maturity. Okay? Let me repeat that. A foundation for cultivating the seed in a society for growth toward maturity. So we have to prepare ourselves to be able to deliver, or at least to build the foundation. Okay? And that will conclude the word for the week. Okay? And shalom.
Man, I'm moving to the, I don't care, Cleveland, Miami, Orlando, San Diego, Atlanta, anywhere, but, yeah, you know, I'm moving, that's right, I'm out of here, shit, I might even move to Portland, I'm leaving this town,
I'm leaving this town,
I'm moving uptown, I'm leaving this town,
I'm leaving.
I gotta go. I God gave